Welcome back to Fox News Primetime. We've obtained new images out of Chicago from over the weekend. Please be advised, some may find what we're about to show you graphic. Thousands of young people gathered for a three-day music festival without masks. Look at them. Didn't they hear Joe Biden's dire warning about a second dark winter? Many of those who claim to follow the science became very upset at this sight. They don't like to see people outside having fun. They want you to believe these concert goers are in grave danger. And that might be true. They are in Chicago, after all. Last month, the city saw 105 murders, three times the amount of COVID deaths. In Washington, D.C., murders also surpassed COVID deaths by a near 3-to-1 ratio in July. Despite these numbers, the media and elected officials are seemingly still trying to figure out how to flatten the curve instead of addressing the violent crime pandemic plaguing inner cities. Tim Pool hosts the TimCast IRL podcast, and he joins me now. Tim, it's good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me, Ben.
You know, this level of hypocrisy that we see from the leaders of America's inner cities, it's audacious in a way that I really have. I mean, it's like nothing I've seen before. It's as if they imagine that the American people are just too stupid to pay any attention to the level of hypocrisy and the level of government's failure to address the problems that are clearly impacting our communities. What do you think is going on here?
I honestly have no idea. You know, having grown up in Chicago, I have personally witnessed the gun violence. I'm wondering why, after my entire life, they've not been able to solve it. They seem to just keep doubling down. But when it comes to the COVID restrictions, our leaders, the mayors, the governors, we see them flaunting the rules. They don't wear masks. They tell everyone else to. The funniest thing about Chicago is they're warning us that the Delta variant is on the rise. We gotta bunker down and make sure we slow the spread. But only after we can make tens of millions from our big rock concerts. At the same time, they come out and tell us that all of the Black Lives Matter protests weren't spreading COVID, and all the right-wing lockdown protests were. I can't believe people fall for these narratives, and it kind of breaks my heart to see.
Well, it really is frustrating on a number of different levels, but for me in particular, I mean, I know people who have experienced all manner of different criminal situations in Washington, D.C. that took hours to get responses. I'm sure that you saw that footage. And in fact, I know you talked about it on your podcast recently from the D.C. police chief talking about how far behind he is when it comes to the level of manpower that he needs in order to maintain a safe city. That, to me, seems to be a scandal that everyone should be talking about, and instead we're just debating about whether you need to wear a mask and what the penalties should be if you don't.
It's a perfect scapegoat. It's a perfect excuse, a perfect distraction. There's so many places in our country that have had escalating crime and violence, especially over the past year. We've had untold riots and violence and political terror on small businesses. And then as soon as the bad news comes that could negatively impact their political world, the Democratic Party, all of a sudden they got to shift everything back to the argument about the pandemic, and they've got allies in media who allow them to do it. They don't challenge them on these things very often, if at all, and often they translate on their behalf and explain what they're really doing and why. My favorite is this study. It came out of Colorado, I believe, one of the universities, showing that actually the Black Lives Matter protests may have reduced the spread of COVID, as if we're supposed to believe that while our cities are being attacked and some small businesses are being destroyed. Now we're seeing escalating crime, and we're not getting a conversation about it. I think people on the right, conservatives, people, disaffected liberals, need to take control of the narrative and start asking these questions and not let them pull the conversation back. We've got a vaccine. They've gone and talked about how effective it is and how it's working. It's fantastic. And we're going to get those vaccination numbers up. Okay, then why are you coming out with more restrictions, more lockdowns? Why are you trying to act like everyone's got to stay home? Meanwhile, you get to do whatever you want.
Tim, you are someone who has been at the front end of media innovation over the past several years. You've created really an alternate way for people to get some of this information that is never really talked about within the dominant forces of corporate media. It seems to me that you and people like you have a critical role in shifting this conversation to what really matters. What are some of the ways that people who may not have your platform, but who want to try to shift that narrative, as you say, how can they get involved? How can they share information that cuts across and actually highlights the things that matter, as opposed to going on with this corporate narrative?
Well, it's hard because we've got the issue of big tech censorship. We see cancel culture that many on the left deny, but there are regular people with small accounts trying to express themselves. They'll say something like learn to code and get banned on Twitter. But I really do think you need a critical mass of people stepping up and expressing themselves, and I understand it's very difficult. You know, for people who have families and children, they're trying to just get through this to make sure their kids will have a better future, will be able to have food to eat and have a job to support their families. But I really do believe that if everybody who opposed, you know, the wokeness, the hypocrisy from you know, our leaders, if they did speak up and they were brave, then I think we would see a dramatic and immediate change.
Mm-hmm. You have to go out and make that stand, though, take that risk in order to shift the narrative. Tim, thanks for joining me. Up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. Hey, click here to subscribe to Fox News YouTube page and catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis. You will not get it anywhere else.